Yeah, Mike 6 Romeo Whiskey Whiskey returning there. Yeah, what I've got to report? I've got nothing really to report, really. No, not really. I've got nothing really to say, basically. Oh, Martin! Please, do me a favour. Look, don't let your wife be too much if she's out of hospital already, that is, or whatever. Please, keep an eye on her. I've had people saying that she's been in hospital today. We lighted her away to the hospital there, and it didn't look too good, really, did it? I hope it was an angina attack instead of an heart attack, but even so, there's still two things, like, you know what I mean? Yeah, just tell her to take it easy, mate. Please do that for us. We will be grateful there. I haven't got much to report, so I'm going to hand it back over to you, Mark. Vinny. I'm going to hand it over to you, Vinny. M0VNY from Mike 6. Oh, before I hand it over, good evening to you, Don. I hope you well. Good evening to you, Brian. I hope you well. Good evening to you, Josh. I hope you well. And good evening to you, Kirk. I hope you well. And Martin, I owe you well, pal. Keep it in there, mate. I understand why you're going through this last stage, basically. And if she are home or if she's still in the RV, please let us know. We are friendly, please, Pete. We are friendly people. Yeah. Anyway, pass it over to you now, Ben. M0VNY for Mike 6, Romeo Whiskey Whiskey.
M0VNY returning. You didn't say good evening, Vinny. I hope you're well. Anyway, not to worry. yeah, I just seen that Don about that band. I've never heard of them anyway. Bob Villain or something. Yeah, they probably overstepped the mark with what they said. They said death to the RDF. So, and some people are saying that's anti-Semitic, but it's targeting the army, isn't it? It's targeting the army, not the civilians or anything like that. Even Trump's getting frustrated with what Israel's doing. Yeah, I think they always set the mark a little bit there, but they shouldn't have said that, but it is horrible what they're doing in Gaza, and what else was I going to say? The man's gone blank now. the ISS, I have picked up slow scan images from the International Space Station. So you get a few good ones, most of them are not so good. But like you said, it's a vertically polarised antenna trying to get a signal from space there. So I think a cross-polarised antenna is probably better. But, you know, it is what it is, isn't it? Some people have those antennas that they hold up. As long as you know when it's passing. The only other satellites I've picked up is them NOAA, was it NAO? NOAA weather satellites, and they tend not to be coming that good either, but they cut our bandwidth, and it tends to, probably because the scanning the country, they're directly overhead, it's probably that why it's not doing so well, same reason. Anyway, I'm rambling, so I'll throw it back to you, Don. M0CZU from M0VNY. M0VNY M0CZU Portsmouth. Well, I'd actually never thought about it, Vinny, until I watched the news tonight. And it is actually aimed at the Israeli people, because Israel have a forced national service, if you know, like we used to have. And all the citizens are called up at 18-year-olds, and they've no option in the matter. Anyway, good evening, Brian. Good evening, Kurt. I hope that you got through your DIY last night without scares, and good evening to you, Martin, and good evening, John. The other thing, gentlemen, that I picked up on the news today is that a woman in Scotland has allowed a child, not yet 10-year-old, to actually drive a vehicle through a village at night in rainy weather, not wearing any shoes, and to confound the matter, she actually put it on social media, which I just don't understand their mentality, because it was bound to be picked up, wasn't it, by the powers that be. And yeah, I don't agree with what Israel's doing, I must admit, that it's to me it's close to ethnic cleansing. And I also don't agree with what Hamas did either, so it's unfortunate. It's something that's gone on for donkey's years, gentlemen, isn't it? KE7WIL and the group, M0CZU Portal.
GB3.
Yeah, I'll be happy to take it. Vinny, can you tell me who I'm passing it to when I'm done?
Yes, it's Brian, M5CMO.
Thank you very much. Okay. On the satellite, I have a question. Now, this is not the tech net, but we have a lot of brilliant minds here, excluding myself. How come I have such a problem picking up satellites on my ham radio, but yet I can get GPS satellites like there's nobody's business with no effort at all? No matter how I orient my phone, I'd like to know that answer. So we'll pass over to you, KE7WIL.
Sorry, gentlemen, just drifting there. Yeah, fine on that, Josh. I was Josh, who's just been on there, KE7WIL. Mike 5, Charlie Mike Oscar returning. No idea, Josh, no idea at all on satellite. Not my forte there, so I have stuff that probably would pick them up if set up and what have you, but I'm not just that way inclined there. Anyway, not to worry there, Josh. I'm sure somebody is. Vinny's a satellite man, and probably Martin there. Sorry to hear, Martin, that your good lady's not too great there. I'm going in to John and to your father there. I trust your dad's okay and you're okay yourself, John. You're actually sounding very well tonight, John, and doing okay there. I'll pass it over to you, Kirk. Where are we? M6ATC, Kirk, from Life Charlie Mike Oscar.
Well, N6ATC, you know, Josh, I'm not sure about the answer to your question, but I wonder if it has to do with the number of GPS satellites that are up. Maybe we can just get them better because there's so many of them. I don't know. But it's an interesting question. As soon as my life settles down here in a couple of months, I'm going to get much more active, and I do want to do satellite contacts. I have a pretty good Yagi that I can use with a handheld. And I also have an IC9700, which was built with satellite contacts in mind. It's actually, I've seen videos of it operating. It's pretty cool. So I'm not sure who I pass it over to, but before I go, John, when we finish up tonight, I'd like to talk to you about the node that you built. It sounds really fantastic. So N6ATC, back to Vinny for passing it to the next person.
Yeah, it's over to Martin now if he's there. Otherwise, failing that, it goes to John.
Yeah, M7HSF, I'm here. And, yes, thank you for thanks for asking John and, well, everybody that's shown concern. I got little text messages and everything from all over the place earlier on. Yeah, she wasn't very well this morning. She got chest pains and pains down her left arm. Ended up being, we got paramedics out to see her, and we whipped her into hospital. They've prodded and poked and done tests and ECG'd her and taken blood samples, and the results have came back as somewhat inconclusive. But she's feeling much better. She's home. She's in the lounge now as we speak. I'm going to go and make some tea at some point in time as well, I suppose, looking at the time. Not that anybody's going to be hungry, because it's still fairly warm here. Not as warm as Arizona, though, I've got to say. I do enjoy heat. I love heat. I mean, I've been sitting out in this afternoon. It just makes me feel good, the sunshine on my face and the warmth. I think I was born in the wrong country, but never mind. Adie's absolutely fine. She's, as I say, she's gonna have a couple of days out. We're not gonna open the bakery and the food side of the business for a few days, just to make sure she's okay. But thank you everybody for your concern. What I'm gonna do actually, I've got some. my job's never end here. It's always exciting. I've got some washing to lift in. Fold up and put into the washing basket and take in, because it's nice and dry. It's been beautiful drying weather for the washing. And I think what I'm going to do, I think I'm just going to go back to monitoring, if you don't mind, chaps. I'll make some tea for everyone, and I might even pour myself a little drinky. I've been intending to for ages, I just haven't got around to it yet. I'll pass it on. John, Mike 6, Romeo Whiskey Whiskey, Mike 7, Hotel Sierra Foxtrot, back to monitoring.
Good evening. The time is 7 p.m.
Mike 6, Romeo Whiskey Whiskey, returning there. Kirk, are you following Northwest All-Star Group chat? If you are, it will be in the next couple of seconds. I haven't quite finished copying the things there. Over here is a guy who makes them for a living, basically. I just can get a couple of bits and bobs off him in a minute, off his thing, or you can actually read on his blog. In a minute there. Anyway, I do apologise, Vinny. I know I said good evening to you, sir. Well, good evening to you now, sir. I hope you're well. Good evening. I hope you're well. And good evening to you, sir. I hope you're well as well. There. Without further ado, I'll pass it on to you now, innit? M0VNY for Mike 6 from the OSQ.
Returning to the group. Is there anybody else who'd like to join?
2E0, extra India Alpha.
Good evening, Neil. Do you want to have an over?
Yeah, fine on that minute. Where to go and answer? I am sorry. Good evening, John, Martin, Kurt, Brian, Josh, Don, and yourself, Rina. I've got everyone there. I haven't got to apologise. It's been too warm for me today. I decided I'd go for a walk this morning, so I walked up the back lane up to Rising Bridge to where the corn mill is, and back down the main road. By the time I got back, I was absolutely sweating up buckets. It was straight in the shower. And that were early door. Well, it was about 9 o'clock, that. so I'd had enough. I don't know you guys in the States survive with all these. Do you have to stay indoors? Surely it's too hot to go out in that heat. Unless you're seasoned to it. I don't know. Anyway, I'll pass it back to Vinna, M0VNY, from 2E0 Extra India Alpha.
M0VNY, returning to the group. Good evening to you, Neil. And, as I say, it's better late than never. And, sorry to hear about what's happened to your partner there, Martin. I've totally missed that, but I think John must have heard. So, yeah, you get her to take it easy, and hopefully we'll get to the bottom of it anyway. But, heat doesn't help, does it, I suppose? It can find weaknesses in people there. But, we've had an energy saving session between 6 and 7. So I turned a load of things off. There was still 100 watts I couldn't account for, though. So, yeah, I don't know what's fucking that. The stuff I left on, I counted 30 odd watts. And it was 130 being monitored in the mains there, so. Yeah. regarding the GPS versus other satellites, there are more of them, like someone mentioned. They're also geostationary, and the phone's probably designed to pick them up anyway. But I remember when I first had a sat-nav thing. It was a pocket PC, actually, I had. And it had like a big an antenna that flipped up, and it was like a PDA thing. They're all built into phones now. But I think the other reason, possibly the stuff like the space station is in low Earth orbit, and it's going quite fast. It's like it's constantly falling to the Earth, but doesn't. If it's going that fast, it just falls off the edge. Yeah, that doesn't mean I'm a flat earther, by the way. And Don, that sounds ridiculous, that woman did. With no shoes on, in the rain, and in the dark. Yeah, it's asking for trouble, that, isn't it? Anyway, back to you, Don. M0CZU from M0VNY.
M0VNY and the group, M0CZU, Portable. That was the answer that I was